We are presented with a lot of details here on Chaf Beis Amud Beis in regards to the differences of how a mourner should conduct him or herself based on whether or not that person is observing the loss of a parent or another relative. And we see time and time again in this Amud that if he is observing the mourning, if he's mourning a parent, that there's much more, of course, strict laws that play out, certainly beyond the shloshim, that extend throughout the whole year. So one of those things that are brought down that's more lenient for other krovim, other relatives, is this idea of being cholitz. That for other relatives, you don't have to be cholitz, which means after you tear the kriya, you sort of reveal the skin of your shoulder. But for aviv or imo, definitely you have to do that. And the Gemara says, "Ma'ase begadol ador acha." There was a gadol ador shemeis aviv vikish lachlutz, uvikish gadol ador acher shimo lachlutz v'imel v'lo lachalutz. So something interesting happened where a gadol ador lost a parent, and so he was going to follow the halacha and be cholitz. But there was another gadol ador there who wanted to show his sympathy, imo nochi b'tzara, and be cholitz also. And when the mourner, who was this gadol ador as well, saw this, he refrained from bearing the skin of his shoulder, because it would not be so bekavodik of this other gadol ador who's trying to be nice and show his sympathy. So the first toast was the Ramasal Maasa, but gadol ador says, Ein ze maasa listor. So this, doesn't this maasa contradict the halacha? So we answer, Da dinun av lochot zelum pnei gadol ador she'imo, vein roi lachale kavod lo, kideish lo leachatsu acherim. So no, it doesn't contradict it, as you see that he refrained from being cholitz because of the gadol ador that was with him, because it's not proper to show kavod to the mace if it's at the expense of causing others to be cholitz, and there'd be no kavod of brios there. Maseches Smochos Ketani Allah Yimein Roi Lachlotz Avo Aviv Avimo Lo Yachlotz Masa. And it's brought down in Smachos also that in some cases you have to take to see what's going on around you, that it's not necessarily proper to be cholitz for mourning of a parent if such things would happen that would be not covered other people who are present. The next Tosos addresses a rather well-known halacha with an avelus. So the Brisa says, I'll call hamesim kulam mistaper lachash shemim. That if you're mourning a relative, you can get a haircut, you could shave your beard, etc. after 30 days. But when it comes to your father and mother, it can't be by shloshim. Rather, you have to wait until your friends say, hey, you know, you look awful, you look disgusting, you look so unkempt, you should really shave, you should really get a haircut. So this Tosos, Achi Yigru Bo Chavirov, says, Nira, the regel enum mevatal davarze. So you see that the yantif does not mevatal this, meaning you have to wait for your friend to tell you, but if a yantif comes along after 30 days, that would not allow you to cut your hair. Midamrinam b'yushalmi Rabbi Shmuel bar Avidimi demana tlasin yomin kame moada sha'il l'Rabbi mana. So what happened? Rabbi Shmuel bar Avidimi, who was obviously in the velus, counted 30 days before the moed, and he asked Rabbi Mana the following. Amar lei, in regards to the halacha, Amar lei, so Rabbi Mana replied to him, kol davar shehu taloi b'shiva v'lamid haregel mafsik b'ram hachad sheyishlach para v'yigaru b'chaveiro v'yomer lo tse me'imenu. So Rav Mana said that certain things depend on Shiva Shloshim. Those are the things that the regal, the yantif, would cut off, would interrupt. However, here, when it comes to growing out your hair long, so that's only until Yigar Bochavirov. So the regal does not allow you to cut your hair. V'simcha nami eshkecha hacha yud beis chodesh v'in regal mevato. And also, in regarding to participating in a big simcha, we find that that extends to 12 months for a parent, and again, the regel does not mevatel it. V'yesh tfarim shekasu behen o'yigaru bochavir v'yushalmi, and there's a text in Yushalmi that says o'yigaru bochavir, meaning it's one or the other. It's not until your friends tell you you look terrible. It could be whether the regel comes or your friends tell you, but that's not usually how we go. V'nir shu tal sofrim kim kamo shekatavti ad shishach par v'yigaru. However, Tosfos says that must be tal sofrim. It shouldn't be oh, it has to be ad. That it's really depending on sheyigaru b'chaverov when it comes to growing your hair long and cutting it, and the regel does not help. And the very next halacha brought down in the Braisa, also well known, al kol meisim kula nechnas levesa simcha lachar shloshim yom, that for certain for relatives that you mourn for, after 30 days, you can go to Smachos. Avivim alachar shnayim asar chodesh. But for father and mother, you have to wait 12 months. But then, there's an added detail. Amar Rabba Baruchana. Rabba Baruchana says, L'simchas meireus. But that which a mourner can attend a simcha after 30 days is only what we call simchas meireus, a friendship celebration. What exactly that means, there's many opinions here. Rashi says, Se'udash osin reyim ve'ahuvim. It's a kiddush, right? It's a friendly thing. Ze'im ze'. Ve'lo have a simcha kol kach avosuda simcha kagon di nisuin lo. So the reason that we only allow a simcha of reyos is because it's not such a big to-do. It's not a big thing. It's not like a nisuin. It's not like a wedding. There are rishonim that say the opposite, though, because nisuin, it makes sense to go because it's for a mitzvah. This is just a friendly gathering to hang out and have a good time. So this Tosfos here is going to address what are we talking about here in terms of how would we define a simcha meireus, what's allowed and what's not allowed. So Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Simchas Meireus says, Perish b'kuntra sudas shrosim reyim v'ahuvim zelazeh, right, as we just read from Rashi. V'chi neima didavka l'simchas meireus mutar l'achar lamed yom, aval simchas chasan atzar afilu l'achar lamed yom. And you see that it says that a simcha meireus is permitted after 30 days, but a simchas of nisuin is forbidden after 30 days. V'hatanya l'simcha lamed meireus lamed. However, it says in a brisa elsewhere that it separates it. It says for simcha lamed and reus lamed. And they're two different things. It's not the same thing at all. V'achinami parach b'reish parakama devava metzia. V'hazev zektani v'chim parakama de Sanhedrin. Gami zimun v'gimel v'rechas hamazon v'gimel v'tu vika. And Toso says, and this type of question comes up in other places. Where we ask about Metzia, this case versus this case, and Sanhedrin, regarding Birkas Mazon and Zimon. So there are places where this type of question is asked. However, Toso says, Vishma Komo She'eno Shal Kagon, Parakaman and Adarim, Gabe Asur Asur, Parakid and Nashe. You have to look at these cases to get the details inside over there. Gabe Suros Asuros, Parak Base Kor, Gabe Base Kor, Ani Mocher Lachake Base Kor. Okay, so there are cases where we don't ask such a question, but going back to our question, L'simchas meireus mutar likanes la'altar v'anan besudos chasan ayrinan. However, now we have a kula, a much different approach, that actually you can go to a simcha of reyus immediately. And rather, when it comes to a bigger simcha, a nisuin, a wedding, it is in fact permitted after 30 days. Hadamrin v'yushalmi m'sachas machos im hayasudah shal mitzvah mutter. As it says in Yushalmi, if it's a sudas mitzvah, then you can go, and certainly a wedding is a sudas mitzvah. So, lo yidan ma'u korei sudas mitzvah lahatir be'evel im dafka sudas kiddush rosh chodesh. It also says, I don't know what we consider a sudas mitzvah that we permit an avel to go. Maybe it's only a sudas kiddush rosh chodesh, where that's when they publicize the announcement of when the rosh chodesh is. So, perish av rabbeinu avram b'shem rabbeinu shimshon. The sudas bris mila mutar likanes de lo chashiva simcha. So another example here is that a sudas bris mila, an avil can go, it's not considered a simcha. Perhaps it's the reason that we say that there's a tsar for the baby, and that's why it's not a simcha. Kanemrim parakama de ksuvis, de lo mevarchinan ba sha simcha bimbono, mishim de tri dei veleka simcha. Right, that's exactly what I just said, I didn't realize. The Gemara in ksuvis says that we don't say the bracha sha simcha bimbono as we say by a wedding, because people are tarred due to the baby's pain, so we don't call that a simcha. Ula Rabbeinu Avram lo haya pasha degar misimchas meirus. However, according to Rabbeinu Avram, he wasn't so sure that this is any less of a issue than the simchas meireus. V'gam perish to aser l'lacho afilu imha mishamshin v'en l'chalak bin sudas hamshamshin l'sudas atzma. And it says further that when it comes to, I guess, going to a wedding, you shouldn't think that if you eat with the servants, with the caterers, so that it would be any better. We don't make any distinguish in between eating with the waiters and eating at the main su'udah itself. Pasach l'chnisa b'lo achila shari de'in simcha b'lo achila shtiyah. However, you can go to the wedding, but not eat anything, not sit down for the meal, because there's no simcha without eating and drinking. V'tosas ra posek l'lishna de'ameymar de'mekel tfei. And the halacha follows a meymar, which was, we said earlier, though it didn't quote a meymar, that to say that the su'udas meireus you can go l'altar, but Su'udas Chasan, you can go after 30 days. So again, this is of course talking not for a parent, but we go, Tosu says, with the more lenient approach of a Meimar.